Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
And we've invited Mark Mix to join us. Mark is with the National Right to Work Foundation, and they're helping Jared out in this effort. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good to be on with you again.
Well, yeah, thank you. Good to have you back on the show. It's been a while. This case caught my attention. We got a local paramedic. Give us an idea what he really do nothing more than put a poster up on a wall, and that's what's gotten him in a dispute with the union here?
Yeah, that's right. He's fighting back against Teamster Local 610 in St. Louis. He basically is trying to inform his coworkers of their rights under a Supreme Court decision that we won all the way back in 1988, a case called Beck versus Communication Workers of America, where the United States Supreme Court said they said that workers in non-right-to-work states like Missouri can be compelled to pay fees to a union to keep their job, but they can exercise rights that get them out of fees that are used for politics and other causes that workers would disagree with.
Right.
And basically, Jared was simply trying to inform his fellow employees of those rights by giving them information. The union objected to that, and he's been disciplined. They've asked his employer to discipline him, and he got disciplined. And so, you know, the National Labor Relations Act is supposed to represent all employees and their rights to not only join and participate in unions, but also their right to refrain. And so he's just trying to let people know about their rights, and he got punished for that.
So in the first round, if I read this correctly, the NLRB dismissed his complaint about this, right?
Yeah, that's correct. They just said, no harm, no foul, nothing to see here, move along.
Wow. That's kind of hard to believe. So just to make sure that we're clear here, he worked at a Medic One, was his employer, and they disciplined him for informing other employees of their Beck rights. The union was mad about that. They didn't want people to know, I guess, that you have this option.
That's exactly right. And, you know, this same region, Region 14, which represents or is in charge of enforcing workers' rights in Missouri and Oklahoma, Illinois, Kansas, they were just overturned back in July in a very similar case. They actually overturned the region in a case where a nurse was trying to let workers know of their right to be able to decertify a union. The region dismissed those charges based on similar intimidation grounds. They let that one go, and the general counsel back in Washington overruled Region 14 in a case that's very similar. So, you know, this governmental agency is not necessarily allowing workers to exercise rights they have, not only the Supreme Court law, but actually under the National Labor Relations Act, where they're supposed to have rights. So
Yeah. It's
not a surprise, and these workers are up against it for sure.
Yeah, and in this particular case, Ryan is not a member of the union, correct?
That's correct, but, they had to pay union. They still have to pay union fees to work. If they don't pay, they'll be fired.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I wondered what his connection was here. So it's just a matter of what you're alleging here. It's a matter of intimidation on behalf of the union. What is the next step for Ryan Aubuchon? Or Jared, Jared.
Yes. Yeah, certainly we have filed the case with the general counsel back in Washington. Basically, the National Labor Relations Act is enforced by these regional offices. Region 14 is the region that we're fighting here. And as I mentioned, this region's been overturned back in July in a very similar case. Just about 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, the entire National Labor Relations Board overruled the same region in another area where a worker was trying to exercise their rights. And, of course, Region 14 said, oh, no problem. Basically, we're going to ignore these individuals that are trying to stand up for their rights. So he has to go to the general counsel. The general counsel will look at the region's decision, and the general counsel has the authority to overturn the decision and bring it in front of the board and basically have the case, have Jared protected in his rights to exercise of his rights under the Beck decision.
It's good that there's somebody out there that fights for him. That's what the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation does across the nation, right?
Yeah, that's right, Mark. We've been around since 1968. We currently have over 250 cases on behalf of workers. We don't represent employers or unions. We represent workers that are trying to exercise their rights under a labor policy that unfortunately still forces them to join and pay dues to a private organization for the privilege of working in America. It's outrageous, but that's the way it is, and we continue to fight against that.
Well, we've seen the right to work issue come and go here in Missouri. I think that at least politically, nobody's talking about it right now.
Yeah, you know, in Missouri, we passed the law in Jefferson City, and it never got enforced. The unions used your veto referendum to stay the enforcement of the law and put it on the ballot. And so last August, unions spent literally tens of millions of dollars to maintain and protect their right to compel workers to pay them a fee for the privilege of working. There are 27 states across the country that have right-to-work laws. And, Mark, in those 27 states, not one worker, not one person is denied the right to join a union, to participate in a union, to give their entire paycheck to a labor union if they choose to do so. But in those states, workers can exercise that right to choose whether or not to finance a sport union without the threat of losing their jobs.
Yeah, yeah, very true. Well, listen, Mark Mix, we appreciate your time. What's the best way? Is it nrtw.org? Is that the best website?
That is the website where you can get information about your rights, and any other worker out there listening today that wants to exercise rights that they have under the law and feels like they're being intimidated can contact us and get free legal help.
Great. Mark Mix, thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.